We need the CCPA to remind us that our dreams of a decent egalitarian society are reasonable, indeed that with a little work they are practical. And I love that practicality, that protection of the dream of the possible, and we all thank you for that. And it is hard to be the CCPA surrounded by this sea of right-wing think tanks. And I was reminded of the task of being a little left-wing policy institute, the uphill battle. When I was reading a piece in the New York Times a couple months ago, which I immediately emailed to Seth, it was a profile of a think tank in the United States, in Michigan, called the McCaw Center. I hadn't heard of it, and I don't think any of you have heard of it, and that's because the McCaw Center is a sort of meta think tank. It is a free market think tank that trains free market think tanks. So you go there, and its own members compare it to a fast food franchise. You come in and you pick up your ready-made tax cut policies, school choice, charter amendments, balanced budget bills, and you just slap on the name of your city or state or country. And in fact, they boast that they have hosted graduates. They've been around since 1987 from 37 countries at the right-wing think tank franchise outfit. Now, among their graduates was a Mongolian who wanted to know how to privatize his country's national herd of yaks. And that's what really struck me about how imbalanced this battle really is. Because here you have the CCP. I said, Seth, you know, here you are worrying about protecting public health care. And these guys in Michigan have enough time to worry. You know, they are so spectacularly hegemonic. I say this for Bill. They're so spectacularly hegemonic, so all-powerful, that they are sitting around the conference table in Michigan cooking up plans for nationalized yaks. You know, they have the oil already. They have the natural gas. They have the water. They have the electricity. They have the factory farms. But they still worry that somewhere on the border with Kazakhstan, there are cadres of socialist oxen. They're haunted. They are haunted by the specter of Keynesian bovine. Now, that student, and I kid you not, because I read it in the New York Times, that student went back to Mongolia, became prime minister, and he damn well privatized those yaks. The CCPA is pressed for time. The disaster zones become a sort of fast-forward version of the culture that we have right now. We leap ahead, and suddenly, you know, we see what we've been building. We see this in New Orleans. It was climate apartheid. Race and money buys survival. And when I was in Baghdad, researching the reconstruction, the so-called reconstruction, I had that same feeling when I was around the Green Zone. Now, you've all heard about the Green Zone. The Green Zone, it's sci-fi. I'm telling you, it is our dystopic future if we're not careful. It is an entirely fortified, gated city in the middle of a city, protected primarily by mercenary soldiers as well as U.S. soldiers. It has its own water system. It has its own electricity system. It has its own pristine hospitals, whereas the hospitals in Baghdad that were supposed to have been rebuilt by Bechtel are flooded with sewage and incubators are held together with duct tape. The operating theaters in the Green Zone are pristine. You know, in these disaster zones, the ranking of life, which is really what this economic model is about. And as climate change deepens, we will see it more and more. Why aren't these guys scared of climate change? They think they're saved. You know what? They're right. They're buying glacier front property in Alaska. You can buy your way out of almost any disaster. You can. They already are. You can turn up the air conditioning. You can get out of New York or Washington in the summer. You can stockpile AIDS drugs, Tamiflu. It's already privatized. But this is very connected to climate change because there will be more and more disasters. And unless it is urgent, it is fundamentally urgent that we marry these debates and we put the ideology on trial before it's too late.